It's Tuesday, July 19th. I'm Erin Ryan.
And I'm Josie Duffy Rice. And this is What a Day, where we promise we will never have a beef that tears us apart like Desus and Mero.
I refuse to believe that those two are beefing. And I refuse to believe that you and I will ever beef.
We will never beef. Beef is over.
Beef isn't very climate conscious, is it?
On today's show, the ACLU reports that the federal government has been getting access to people's phone data without warrants. Plus, Dr. Fauci announces that when Biden's term ends, he's finally going to retire.
But first, it's hot. I can say that with a fair degree of authority. If you are listening to this podcast in either Europe or North America, it's hotter wherever you are than it should be.
Yeah, it is not good news to hear that just like multiple continents are just burning up. I don't love it.
No, there's no way to really spin it. You know that like little cartoon of the sun wearing sunglasses and he's all chill? Like, yeah, everybody have a great summer. Like the sun now is the Babadook face, but on the sun. There is nothing good happening from the heat source above us. So let's start with the UK, where it is literally hotter than the Sahara Desert. On Monday, temperatures topped over 100 degrees Fahrenheit and are likely going to rise even higher today, possibly breaking a record for hottest temperature ever in that country. The previous record was set only 3 years ago, when the temperature hit 102 degrees Fahrenheit in Cambridge. This heat wave marks the first time ever that the UK has been under a red heat alert. It was so hot on Monday that one runway at London's Luton Airport literally melted. A airport runway melted.
It's like a Salvador Dali painting, but it's our lives.
Yes. And in Wales, they've already seen their highest temperatures ever on record this month. And in the Gironde region of southern France, about 35,000 acres have burned because of wildfires, forcing the evacuation of 31,000 people. Spain is also on fire. Well, firefighters have gotten control of fires in the southern Malaga region. Wildfires continue to rage in the Castile and Leon regions, as well as in the north. Portugal had already been suffering an extreme drought, and soaring temperatures have only made things worse. Overall, officials estimate that across southern Europe, over 1,100 people have died so far as a result of the inferno-like temperatures.
1,100 people just in southern Europe died.
From heat.
From heat.
From heat.
From heat.
Right. The inside of a human body can't get much hotter than 103 or 104 degrees.
Right.
Without things shutting down.
Right.
So when the air outside is hotter than the hottest temperature the inside of a human body can be, that is really, really bad.
Really bad. So is there like an end in sight perhaps? Or
so there's a pause in sight, but maybe not an end. So temperatures are expected to peak this week, which means relief from this wave, which is great if you're living underneath it. But troubling trends indicate that these temperatures may soon be the new norm, because we have to say it, climate change is real. All 10 of the UK's hottest years on record have been since the year 2000. Temperatures around the world have been climbing for decades, and scientists have been warning us that this was on the way.
Yeah, and one thing that I think a lot of people don't maybe know is that, like, in Europe, in the UK, most buildings don't have air conditioning.
Exactly. So, you know, here in the US, you know, you live in a big city, in New York City, for example, they don't have air conditioning units in a lot of places, but you can buy one, put it in, it's normal. You can go down to the bodega. Your car has air conditioning. There are places all around you with AC. Europe is old. The infrastructure is old. And they never counted on temperatures being this hot.
Right.
But even in parts of the world where air conditioning is more standard, like in the central U.S., things are dangerous right now. 35 million Americans are currently living in places with excessive heat warnings this week. We're talking temperatures as high as 110 degrees from Southern California to Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Colorado, the Dakotas, Arkansas, and places in between. The danger here is for people who have difficulty accessing air conditioning and people who work outdoors, like farm workers. Cities are also rough places to be, as buildings spend all day absorbing heat from the sun and all night radiating the heat back out. It's also a dangerous time to live in Texas, where the state's rickety-ass power grid is about to be put to another test under life-threatening heat. This is yet another problem that people in power saw coming, but rather than fixing real problems facing Texans, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is trying to get into as many culture war slap fights as he can so he can campaign for president on Tucker Carlson's show. Sorry, I'm getting off topic, but fuck that guy.
Truly, Republican elected officials are spending all their time talking about the danger of trans kids so that they don't actually have to do anything and govern and can just govern through hate. So we know who to call when it turns out to be 130 degrees in this country.
Not them. Not them.
Yeah, no, not don't, just call to yell at them, not call to solve the problem.
Sure, sure, exactly. So
are there any, like, heat wave tips you have for listeners?
So you should drink more water than you think you need to if you're living in a place that is really hot. Even if you don't feel thirsty, you should stay out of the direct sunlight. Wear a hat if you can't avoid being in the sun. Avoid the upper floor of a building. Heat rises. So basement, good. Penthouse, bad. Attic, bad. Keep your windows closed and your curtains drawn and move air around with fans. Learn to recognize the signs of heat stroke and heat exhaustion in yourself and others and keep an eye out. Ask people if they're okay. Right. Like, if there are people working outside and somebody looks like they're not okay, ask them if they're okay. Check for cooling locations in your area. A lot of cities have them, and yours right. might be one of them. Check in on elderly or vulnerable neighbors. It's much better to be safe than sorry in these cases. Mm-hmm. And make sure that kids and pets are able to keep cool and hydrated as well. So we have a stray cat that loves to walk through our yard just, you know, mm-hmm. as part of his little daily rounds. And he likes to stop and drink water from a dish that is sometimes on our stairs. And I made sure that the water dish was filled. So if you have, like, strays that you feed or anything like that, make sure that they have enough water to drink. And he did stop by recently, took a drink of water, and then peed in my front yard. So
he feels at home. Yeah. He feels comfortable.
That's a real thank you from that stray cat.
Another reminder to also check in on unhoused people and make sure, because obviously it's never great to be unhoused, but this is particularly terrible conditions for people who don't have shelter. Okay, so let's turn to another big story to follow. Yesterday, the ACLU published, quote, thousands of pages of previously unreleased records about the government surreptitiously collecting people's private information without a warrant. Mm. The material released by the ACLU shows the Department of Homeland Security, including Customs and Border Protection and ICE, quote, buying access to and using huge volumes of people's cell phone location information quietly extracted from smartphone apps.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Black Mirror is real.
It's so real.
So what level of data collection are we talking about here? How many people and how many locations?
Well, the truth is, Erin, that we don't quite know just yet the actual total. We kind of only know what's in these documents, which includes the data that was released to the ACLU after they filed their Freedom of Information Act request. But that alone is enough. So this data makes it clear that Homeland Security had access to data from hundreds of millions of phones. The ACLU got access to some of that data, which showed 336,000 location data points across North America collected by Customs and Border Protection, or CBP. That means that the data didn't only come from the U.S., but also from Canada and Mexico. And in just 3 days in 2018, CBP collected data from more than 113,000 locations from phones in just the southwestern U.S., which Politico points out is equivalent to more than 26 data points per minute. They did all of that without obtaining a warrant. And again, that's probably the very, 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 very tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so much information. That is so much mm-hmm. information that unless they have a way to index it and search it, that's like a useless amount of information.
It's useless until they have a question they need answered. And then it's useful.
Ugh.
So who was where, when, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you think about how this could be used, I think about the end of Roe, like what government officials are searching, who's at what abortion clinic or who's at a certain place that maybe correlates with their pregnancy status. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like so much data that it's like, what's the point until there's a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did Homeland Security get this data? And did they directly pull that information from users' phones or what?
Yeah, it's a really good question. How it usually works is this. People give apps on their phone permission to collect data, including location data. Often they don't realize they're granting that permission. Then surveillance companies, slash what the ACLU calls, quote, shadowy data brokers like Babel Street and Vintel, those are the two mentioned in the documents released yesterday, they collect that information from the apps. And then those companies sell it to government agencies. So Homeland Security and probably other agencies too at some point, they're using taxpayer dollars to buy private information about people without getting a warrant first. And again, this isn't rare, right? I mean, according to the ACLU, one of these sketchy data companies, Vintel, sent marketing materials to Homeland Security, quote, explaining how the company collects more than 15 billion location points from over 250 million cell phones and other mobile devices every day.
That's too many location points.
I'm just
going to go out on a limb here and say that's too many location points.
I would not have guessed that we were collectively going 15 billion points a day. That just seems bananas to me.
That seems absolutely bananas.
These marketing materials also boasted that with this data, law enforcement can, quote, identify devices observed at places of interest, and, quote, identify repeat visitors, frequented locations, pinpoint known associates, and discover a pattern of life.
Okay, so Josie, remember how I mentioned the stray cat earlier,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Bring it back.
I've got a brainstorm solution to this as Americans. Okay. We can fight this outside of the legal system by simply strapping our cell phones to stray cats.
Right.
Or adding a stray cat to our family plan.
That is true.
Yeah.
Find an animal. Tie your cell phone to that animal.
Feed the animal, nourish the animal,
right.
Give the animal a place to sleep.
Right.
But also, like, put that animal on your family plan to confuse the feds. No, I mean,
right.
All joking aside, is this legal? And if so, how?
It kind of depends on who you ask, at least at this point. I mean, the ACLU would say no, it's not legal. My personal opinion is no, it's not legal. Obviously, these companies are justifying this somehow, right? And it seems that they're basically like skirting the law on a technicality. So they justify it by saying that the data is associated with the phone's, quote, numerical identifier instead of a name. Of course, all you need to do is connect the name to the numerical identifier, and then there you go. And as the ACLU points out, quote, the entire purpose of this data is to be able to identify and track people. So the idea that, like, this data can be used to track doesn't make any sense. Also, the companies claim that the data is, quote, 100% opt-in. But as we said earlier, most of us have no idea what data our apps are collecting and when. And even if we did, we didn't expect to be handing over that data to the Department of Homeland Security. And this is important because 4 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that the government needs a warrant to access location history from a person's cell phone. And they specifically said that that was because these records can give information about, quote, privacies of life. And yet, here's Homeland Security paying millions of dollars to have access to billions of those exact data points. No warrant in sight. So, like, if this is somehow technically legal, it just should not be. The Homeland Security employees themselves seem to recognize that. In one internal briefing document, the department acknowledged that, quote, the legal policy and privacy reviews have not always kept pace with the new and evolving technologies. And at least one senior director showed concern that the Vintel data never met the necessary privacy threshold assessment.
Wow, this is a really great example of how it is really important for our elected officials to be in a demographic that understands the technology
yep.
that they should be regulating.
Yep.
And I think the average senator is 64.3 years old. And I know that because I just needed that stat earlier this week for something I wrote. I think we need fewer people in elected positions in the U.S. who need their email printed out.
Yep.
And more people who understand what technology is, what it does, and what it could be used for.
I think that's right. And I think the other thing is there's a lot of money to be made in selling data, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot less money to be made in regulating the selling of data or stopping the selling of data.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one thing to just remember is this is an industry. It recruits some of the smartest tech people in the world to make sure that, like, you have no privacy so that governments or other companies can exploit what they know about you. And, like, it's really hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
This is concerning for so many reasons.
So this is just the latest in a series of concerning stories about companies collecting data and sharing it, often with law enforcement. We're going to link some of these stories to you in our show notes so that you can read more, get concerned, and be convinced to look back to see what permissions you gave the apps on your phone.
Mm.
And that's the latest for now. We'll be back after some ads.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's get to some headlines.
Headlines.
A West Virginia judge blocked the enforcement of the state's 150-year-old abortion ban yesterday. The 19th century ban couldn't be enforced under Roe v. Wade, but the Supreme Court's ruling last month made its enforcement a possibility again. The ban makes performing or receiving an abortion a felony that could result in up to a decade in prison. It provides an exception if the pregnant person's life is at risk, but not for rape or incest. Thankfully, on Monday, a state judge agreed that this law is outdated, overly vague, and obsolete. In a lawsuit, West Virginia's one and only abortion clinic had argued that its more recent laws guarantee abortion access in the state. Because of this win, that clinic can reopen its doors and resume procedures for now. The state's Republican Attorney General said his office will appeal the decision in West Virginia's Supreme Court.
The trial of the gunman in the 2018 Parkland school shooting began yesterday in Florida. The jury in the case is set to decide whether or not the shooter receives a death penalty or a life sentence without the possibility of parole after he pleaded guilty to all the charges against him. Worth noting that public support for the death penalty is at a half-century low right now. Prosecutors gave opening statements yesterday focusing on the 17 lives that were lost in one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. The trial will likely continue for months.
Uber agreed to settle a Justice Department lawsuit yesterday that accused the ride-sharing company of discrimination against passengers with disabilities. Last year, the DOJ alleged Uber violated the Americans with Disabilities Act because the company charged those passengers wait time fees when they took longer than 2 minutes to get into the car, though their mobility was limited. Under the terms of the over $2 million settlement, the ethically slippery rideshare company will waive wait time fees for riders with disabilities. Uber also agreed to refund claimants twice the amount they were wrongfully charged. I'm just going to say a key takeaway is do not fuck with the ADA.
It's true. And also another key takeaway is it's always good when Uber gets sued.
Total agreement.
Jury selection began yesterday in the trial of Steve Bannon, Trump's former advisor and our best guess for what it would look like if the Life is Good guy had an antichrist. Bannon was indicted on contempt of Congress charges last year for refusing to speak to the House January 6th committee. He tried to delay his trial twice, going so far as to say he would talk to the committee to avoid litigation last week, but a judge rejected his request and gave prosecutors the go-ahead to move forward with their case yesterday.
Wow, what a setback for President Andrew Jackson, left to rot in a bog for 10 days and reanimated. We love Bannon insults. We love him. Human bog. The man who has been our extremely gravelly voice of reason through large parts of the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said yesterday that he plans to retire soon. And after serving as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984, it's safe to say he's earned it. Here's Fauci on CNN talking about his plans.
I don't see myself being in this job to the point where I can't do anything else after that.
Don't go to grad school, Dr. Fauci. Don't go to an additional grad school. That's all. Fauci didn't confirm exactly when he'll step down, but a spokesperson for the National Institute said that he doesn't plan to stick around after 2025 when Biden finishes his current term.
You know, I feel like if you became the head of the National Institute of Allergy, you would never expect for you to be the most controversial person in the country.
Yeah, it seems like a very uncontroversial position, but, you know, yeah. We're living in unprecedented times.
It's true. Sensing that politicians were getting too much of the blame for failing to slow global warming, makeup queen pin Kylie Jenner recently jumped in to volunteer as tribute. She posted a picture this weekend with her boyfriend Travis Scott in front of their two private jets, captioned, quote, "Want to take mine or yours?" Ostentatious displays of wealth on Instagram are usually encouraged, but this one struck a nerve, particularly since private jets are such heavy polluters, burning 40 times as much carbon per passenger as commercial flights, according to some estimates. Things got worse for Kylie when members of Twitter's self-appointed air traffic control board found records of her private jet traveling from Camarillo, California to Van Nuys, California earlier this month. Those places are about 40 minutes apart by car, though Kylie made the trip in just 3 minutes. Okay, so she made the trip in 3 minutes, but she had to get to the airport, she had to board the airport. There's no way she saved more than, like, I'm going to say 7 to 10 minutes maximum. No. Best case scenario.
Totally. You know, when I lived in Chicago, my family's in the Minneapolis area, but they're an hour and a half from Minneapolis. So, like, when I figured in door-to-door trip time, it was almost more sensible for me to drive.
Of course.
In most cases, because it's like,
right,
I have to drive to the airport, park my car, get to the terminal, get onto the plane, you know, all that stuff. The flight itself, landing, waiting to be picked up, all that. I don't understand. There is no logic to this.
None.
I don't understand. The super rich have no sense of economy.
I know. They have no common sense.
No. That's why we should eat them.
Yeah. Honestly, Kylie, sorry.
We're eating you, Kylie.
We're eating you. It's not personal.
No.
But it's really hot outside and you're part of the reason.
And those are the headlines.
One more thing before we go. This week on Hot Take, Mary welcomes guest hosts and my former colleague, Co Bragg, Scalawag's race and place editor. They're joined by Amal Ahmed, a disaster reporter for Southerly, to explore disaster relief, disaster theater, and the problems with the idea of resilience, especially focused on the South. This is going to be amazing. New episodes of Hot Take drop each Friday. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That's all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, support the one true Life is Good, and tell your friends to listen.
And if you are into reading and not just the Jenner flight logs like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at cricut.com/subscribe. I'm Josie Duffy Rice.
I'm Erin Ryan.
And don't get senioritis, Dr. Fauci.
What does a doctor with senioritis do?
Just showing up to work late, leaving early, drinking beers on the job.
Like novelty scrubs.
Novelty scrubs.
I'm going to miss his voice, too. He's so exasperated.
What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Jazzy Marine and Raven Yamamoto are our associate producers. Our head writer is John Milstein, and our executive producer is Leo Duran. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.